This is the screen Howard Dean says became famous after the media played it nearly 700 times in just a few days. And not only that, his camp ads, what we heard on the air, was not a reflection of the way it sounded in the room. Well, after my interview with Dean and his wife, in which I played the tape again, in fact played it to them, I noticed that on it, he's holding a handheld microphone, one designed to filter out background noise. It isolates your voice, just like it does with Charlie Gibson and me when we have big crowds in the morning. The crowds are deafening to us standing there.
Did you already say good morning? I can't hear myself.
But the viewer at home hears only our voice.
Free societies do not breed terrorism.
And what about this speech by President Bush?
What we're doing for the long term, we're promoting freedom.
Is it different if the crowd doesn't react?
What we're doing for the long term, we're promoting freedom.
So we collected some other tapes from the night of Dean's speech, including one from a documentary filmmaker. Tapes that do carry the sound of the crowd, not just the microphone Dean held on stage. We asked reporters who were there to help us replicate what they experienced in the room.
What the cameras didn't capture was the crowd.
As he spoke, the audience got louder and louder, and I found it somewhat difficult to hear him.
So listen now. This is Dean's boisterous countdown of the upcoming primaries, as we all heard it on TV. But here it is again, with the microphones on the floor.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma.
And what about the scream as we all heard it? Well, listen to how it was in the room. The so-called scream couldn't really be heard at all. And what about the number of times we all played that scene? We called the presidents of the cable and major networks to ask if, in hindsight, they thought we'd overplayed it. With the exception of NBC, they all said, collectively, the media did overplay it. CNN said if we had to do it again, we'd pull ourselves back. And the chairman of Fox News? We overplayed it a bit, and the public clearly thought so too, and kept Dean alive for another round. Diane Sawyer, ABC News, New York.